Winter Park Police Chief Brett Raley is the new president of the Florida Police Chiefs Association. He says during this past legislative session, many law enforcement groups came together to work on what they'd like to see in terms of body cameras legislation.
The Florida Police Chiefs Association has participated with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the Florida Sheriff's Association, the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association, and the Attorney General's Office in working to, first off, put laws in place that would protect the privacy issues of people that we perhaps pick up on those cameras, and then secondly, to establish some guidelines for the use of those cameras out in the field.
That legislation was carried by West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones, who had initially called a stir in the law enforcement community when his original legislation mandated the cameras. Last session's past efforts split the product into two parts. One became law, creating a public records exemption for the recordings done by law enforcement to address privacy concerns. The other one failed to pass the legislature, requiring law enforcement agencies using the cameras to put policies and procedures in place. And Jones has refiled that bill for 2016. And Raley says the Florida police chiefs have it in their sights.
We're working for that. Some of the legislation has already been put in place. We continue to work for that. And so it is an issue that we're keenly aware of and working to help resolve.
As mentioned earlier, the Florida Sheriff's Association has worked on these issues, but some sheriffs are not completely sold on the idea of using the cameras. Leon County Sheriff Mike Wood is one of them, and he says he has a lot of questions.
It's a multitude of questions as it relates to the actual filming, you know, when to, when not to. If you have a sexual battery victim, then obviously, you know, that's a sensitive issue as far as videoing that person. Going in and out of people's homes, they may or may not want your video on or off, you know, and depending on the reason you're there, they may have the latitude to ask you not to. So
he says he also has questions surrounding data storage.
And then it goes into an entire IT process in terms of, you know, what do you do with all this data, and how do you store it, where do you store it, and how do you reproduce it when public records requests are made for certain videos. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm just saying there's a lot of questions. It's not as simple as mounting a camera and going to work. There's other questions to be answered.
Wood says he wants to make an informed decision on whether his department should move forward on getting the body cameras, and he hopes to do that after attending a three-day body camera summit hosted by the Broward County Sheriff in Orlando later this month. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.